And that's right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and children of all ages. Welcome to the Investor Show. As always, this is your gracious host, the Prince of Investing, Prince Dykes, coming to you guys and girls live all the way from the beautiful city and state of Denver, Colorado. I'll run a little bit behind today. Try to get a new setup going on, right? Y'all let me know if y'all like the new little, well, it's not really a new setup, you know, I'm getting set up in my new house, trying to get this new room set up and stuff like that. But it's coming along all right. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm glad to see y'all in today. Y'all comment, tell me where you're from. For the people that's catching this live on YouTube and Facebook, I'll definitely let you know. Shout out your city, tell me where you're from, all the other great stuff. But for everybody that's tuning in or that's catching this playback, always, you got to remember, we got a very good topic today. We're going to talk about the stock market going up 200%. We're going to do that NIO stock review, you know, everybody's been asking me about. And then we're also going to look into the next big restaurant that I believe is going to go bankrupt. But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and children of all ages, if you are tuning in right now, don't forget.
Hit the subscribe button. Hit the bell icon. Hit that like, comment, and share button.
So we're going to have a very good episode. Grab your Investor Show mug. The only way to read financial reports. But we're going to jump straight into it today, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to first, let's put this topic going across here. Let's see some of you guys and girls comment. Chuck is chilling. Yes, I am live. It's hard to believe, right? I am live. Glad to see you back, Chuck. Proud Dad, Atlanta, Georgia. Proud Dad, it's been a minute. Glad to see you. Glad to see you too. Miss Beverly says, hey, Prince Beverly St. Louis. Okay, from St. Louis. Okay. St. Louis, Atlanta. And I think Chuck is chilling is from like LA, California, something like that, right? Yes, I am live, ladies and gentlemen. So today, the first topic we're going to go through, everybody's been asked, well, let's first get to what happened on the market today. The first thing we've seen is the tech is carrying the market, right? What's getting here? How you doing, Ms. Ruby? Coming in live. Wayne's Chesapeake, Virginia. All right. Okay. All right. In here heavy today. So tech companies are carrying the stock market, ladies and gentlemen. Let me go through my notes because I definitely wrote notes. And we got Miss Ruby saying she's from Memphis, Tennessee. So we got Memphis, Tennessee, Chesterfield, Virginia. We have Atlanta, Georgia. We have St. Louis in the house. Toby, okay, he's from Atlanta, Georgia. Nice, nice. And Ruby's from Memphis, Tennessee. Okay. So let's get into it, ladies and gentlemen. The tech companies are carrying the stock market. If you haven't noticed, you pretty much have seen where the big noise right now has been Microsoft is pretty much in talks of buying TikTok. That's been like the big rumor. They have 45 days to buy TikTok. We've seen Apple. Apple had a major day on Friday, 10%, going in with another day of 3% as well. We still got some more people coming in here. Miss Lady Ace is from Cleveland, Ohio. Nice, right? So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. So we got the tech companies pretty much carrying the stock market. So we're seeing Microsoft talking about buying TikTok. We had Microsoft buying TikTok. We got Apple being a hot company, just released their earnings on Friday. They're going up 10% on Friday. Now they're going up another 3%. You got Tesla. And ladies and gentlemen, we are in the weeks of earnings today. You know, we are in the weeks of earnings. This is the earnings week. The big earnings I'm going to be looking out for this week. It's going to be Uber, Square, Roku, and Fortinet. Those are going to be the big companies. So when the midst of big earnings, and we also have the tech company, the NASDAQ, the tech companies are pretty much the NASDAQ, is a great way, you know, that's pretty much I feel has been carrying the market. S&P 500 is doing okay, but the tech companies have been making a noise. It's been a year of the tech, right? Tesla's gone berserk, all this other good stuff, right? And Tesla is more of a tech company than is an automaker, it seems like. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's what's going on, what we had happen in the market. Now let's jump into the company people have always asked me about, NIO. Prince, what do you think about NIO? You know, NIO is a hot company. I always heard NIO is like a baby Tesla. It's the next Tesla. It's an electronic car maker. They're doing great things, all of the good stuff like that. So, you know, I said, okay, well, you know what? I'll take a little look into it. And that's what we're going to do today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to share my screen here for the people that's catching it live. Hopefully I picked the right one here. Okay. All right. So right here, what I have pulled up on the screen here, this is coming from NIL. This is their quarterly first quarter earnings. Their next earnings are going to come out next week. Next week is NIL's August 11th. They're going to release their own earnings, right? So now we're going to look into some great stuff. Before we get into the NIL stock review, let's look into some what some of you guys and girls are saying, right? Woo, okay. Toby is saying that, yes, I got Microsoft options today. Did you get call or puts? Did you buy them at the beginning of the day or the end of the day? It was too hot for me today. I've already owned Microsoft stock. Didn't add anything, didn't do anything crazy to it, but that's pretty cool. Miss Olivia said, yes. How you doing there, Miss Olivia? My business uses Square Terminal. Nice, nice. A lot of people use Square. They're a great brand and a great company. So we're going to find out on Thursday about Square. So that's what the comments that were said. Now we have pulled up for the people that's catching the audio experience. If you like the audio better, you know, you can catch that on Apple, all the good stuff like that. So let's look at NIL. The first thing I love to look at the financial reports. The financial reports tell me what's going on with this company, right? So we're going to take a look at it. All right. So NIL, let's take a look here. We're taking a look at their earnings as soon as I can find my. There we go. So here is their earnings. They reported on May 28th, right? And they're out of Shanghai, China. Strike one. Ladies and gentlemen, strike one. Prince Wise had a strike because they're out of China. Well, when you deal with a foreign company, you have more risk. You have more risk that's involved. So for prime example, look what happened with the company like TikTok. When you hear tariffs, you can have the U.S. government could get mad at the Chinese government and decide to change everything. So that's giving me an added risk when I'm dealing with the foreign company. Also, you got to look at currency risk. I'm going to pull these up. These are some things that I had written down. You know, we're talking about you have a currency risk. Prince, what is currency risk? What does a currency risk have to do with a particular stock? Because if you make a bunch of money overseas, let's say I'm an American investor and I invest $1,000 overseas into, into their currency. And their currency is weak compared to the U.S. dollar. When I sell my interest and come back, I could end up losing money because the dollar is stronger than another country's currency, right? So you have a currency risk by investing into companies overseas. Another thing is the foreign government risk. You can have the foreign government to where one of the things is, they can get mad with the U.S. government. Next thing you know, look at oil. That's why I don't deal with oil too much. Why I don't deal with oil too much? Because it has too much, people talk about it too much. I don't deal with oil too much because it has too much foreign government involved in it. Too many politics. I should have wrote political risk. It's a political risk when you deal with a company overseas. For prime example, right now, look at TikTok and Microsoft. Look at President Trump talking about by Saturday, I'm closing down TikTok. Look when President Trump came out and said, hey, you know what? Since your company is doing this or since your country is doing this, I'm not going to allow you to sell XYZ. Or I'm going to place a tariff on all your electronics, right? Remember, last year before the coronavirus broke out, it was tariff talk. That's called a political risk, foreign government risk. That's an added risk because think about it. These NIL company, there's a Chinese company that are making electronic cars, selling them here in America. Now, if somebody gets mad or political fallout or whatever the case may be, the presidential election come up, who knows? Somebody wake up on the wrong side of the bed, they could say, you know what? You ain't selling your cars here in America no more. I'm putting a 10% tariff on your electronic cars. Guess what? The value of that company has just gone down. So you have a political risk and you have a currency risk because you're dealing with companies overseas. Those are the top two things that I've seen. Before I go further, let me see what you guys and girls are saying. You know, Luminary Wind says Tesla does not make money, pure speculation like the entire stock market. Okay, Matthew got a good question. He said, how come JP Morgan isn't doing well? JP Morgan, well, you look at the whole banking industry is really not doing up to snuff. What carried JP Morgan and what carried Goldman Sachs was their trading floors by people buying and selling stocks. So the financial industry itself, it is. When you look at the financial reports on JP Morgan and Goldman Sachs and things like that, if you read their reports and you listen to their CEOs, they're taking a lot of their money and they're placing their money on reserve because they are bracing for people to go bankrupt. They're bracing for people not being able to repay their loans. They're bracing for people not to be able to do certain things. So they're putting billions and billions of dollars to the side for people to default because they're figuring with all this unemployment, it's probably going to lead to some people foreclosing on things, not being able to pay loans, not be able to pay credit cards, all that good stuff, right? So that's you look at the financial industry in a whole, nobody is really doing too well because they're at substantial risk of people not paying them back. It's what I've seen, right? So right now we have, Olivia said, I'm happy about Microsoft right now. I bet you are. First time I brought Microsoft, it was about $60. I brought it again for about $180. And I've told people here all the time, hey, ladies and gentlemen, people are always looking for the new hot company. And every day they're logging onto a Microsoft computer. So I said, hey, look at what you have in front of your face, right? All right. So King Carter, what's going on? I haven't seen King Carter in a while. Well, I haven't been on in a while. But he said, what do you think about Alibaba? Alibaba is a Chinese company. They're pretty much like the Amazon, but for overseas in China. They're a pretty good company. They're profitable. NIO, we're going to get some more to the report. We're going to talk about their profitability. I'm not big into them as well. So we're going to look at it. There we Evan Jefferson, what's going on? ERG, Jay is in the building. What's going on, ERG? All right. She says, I refuse to get Tesla. I feel they're going to tank. We're going to look at that. Lady Ace is saying, what's the best time to buy? We have Suits East and they're watching. Great, 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 great. Thanks for everybody for tuning in. Now let's get back into it. So you have a foreign risk. We talked about the currency risk of NIO. So now let's look at, I have to base you against your competition. The opportunity cost versus Tesla. What is the opportunity cost versus Tesla? So when you look at NIO, this is their last quarterly report, right? If you can look across here, look at their Q1 report to the Q2, right here, the deliveries. These are the cars that they delivered, right? I'm sorry. Here are the key results. So right here, they're going to tell you vehicle sales. They made $177. They decreased by 53% in the fourth quarter, and it decreased. So they have a negative, you know, this is all the financial highlights for the first quarter, right? This company costs about $13. Very risky. It's unprofitable. An unprofitable company. They're very risky or whatnot. When I say opportunity cost versus Tesla, Tesla is like the big boy right now who's kind of doing everything or whatnot. So now if you paid attention to Tesla's last earnings call, Tesla big move is they're making a move to Texas. Why making a move to Texas is such a big thing for Tesla? Leaving California and going to Texas. Why is that such a big deal? And or at least building a factory in Texas. Why is that such a big deal for Tesla? So right here, look at their financial reviews. While y'all think about that, I want y'all to comment. Why is Tesla moving from California to Texas is a big deal for a company. So look at their vehicle sales. Their vehicle sales were down. They were decreased. Their vehicle margin was down, a negative 7.4. They are unprofitable companies, what I can see. This is what they're saying. They're saying a lot of it's due to the coronavirus. Right here, first quarters. Here we go. Deliveries of vehicles. They delivered 383 vehicles in the first quarter, including 300 in, you know, the ES6 and the ES8. And they're down. Pretty much they're down. Last year they sold 3,900 shit cars. Now they're only selling 3,800. A degree, you know, they're saying a COVID-19 outbreak has pretty much cost them a grand thing. Now, this is a good part about a foreign company. When you have a foreign company, foreign companies, they come from like a China. China is a dictatorship. So you're looking at, this is coming from, it's a Pioneer Chinese premium smart electronic car announced their earnings, right? So the good thing about a good company like this, a good thing about a foreign company like this, foreign companies usually don't, foreign companies, the government can pretty much force everybody to buy a NIO. They could force everybody to buy NIO. So the government has a lot of say and power when it comes to NIO, right? So that's a big thing that you can look at as a positive when you look at a foreign government. The bad thing about a foreign government is being able to stretch upon its own base. And everybody knows, if you travel the world, if you go into other countries, how do people view America? People look at Americans as we buy any and everything. We buy food, we buy clothes, we buy premium telephones, we buy everything. Well, cell phones. We buy everything. We are the biggest consumers. So when you are the biggest manufacturer like China, the goal is to get into America and dominate in America, right? So when I look at this, I say, okay, Tesla right now is about $1,500. NIO is about $13. Now, the big thing is, if you only have $100 to invest, you can't afford Tesla, but you can't afford NIO. The risk with that is NIO is unprofitable. NIO is a foreign company. And I just told you, buying a foreign company, you have to deal with political risk along with currency risk. So you take more risk when you deal with an outside company. Versus a Tesla is more, it's becoming more of a name. It's becoming more established. You know, the SpaceX, you know, they launch a rocket, has nothing to do with Tesla. And guess what? The stock go up. That's branding. Let's take some of y'all comments before I get a little bit more into the opportunity calls. Y'all smart. Y'all, look at all y'all. I'm looking at some of y'all comments. I'm going to play them. Olivia, it's cheaper for them to go. Less taxes, lower costs, save money. Evan got it right. No state taxes. Tax breaks. I learned that from you. Exactly. It's cheaper to go to Texas. Texas, low non-tax state. Hey, okay. Look at that. Y'all got it all right. I don't even know why I even asked. But y'all are 100% correct. The taxes. There's no state taxes. The salaries are lower in Texas. Let's say, for prime example, somebody who makes $70,000 in Austin, Texas, is living okay. Somebody who makes $70,000 living in L.A. or San Diego, you're struggling, right? So just by building your company somewhere else, look at that. I'm pretty sure Texas and the city of Austin has also put in some tax incentives for them to come, which I didn't look deep into. But when you bring a big company to a country like that, this is why they'll say, hey, on the water bill, I know some countries, some cities, they say on the water bill, we'll give you tax credits on the water bill. We'll give you tax credits on XYZ. We'll do XYZ. So just the salaries alone, paying somebody $120,000 in Austin, Texas, that's a pretty good, nice penny. Paying somebody $120,000 and you live in Los Angeles, that's a lot. So just the taxes alone and the payroll is totally different when they just by moving, just by building over there and what you call it, right? And then President Trump can't come out and say, Tesla, go back to your country. They can't do that with NIO, right? Now, here's the thing. Right now, you can buy slices of shares. You can buy with with TD Ameritrade, with Cash App, with M1, with Robinhood. You can buy slices or pieces of Tesla. So if you only had $13 and you wanted to buy NIO, or if you wanted to buy Tesla, Tesla is going to be the more established company, because you can see this is a foreign company that comes with added risk. And also NIO, it has a long, it's not profitable yet. NIO has their reviews. I mean, they have their earnings report next week, right? So that's the way I like to look at NIO. It's $13. It's very cheap right now, but it's a lot of risk. It's unprofitable. Foreign company that's unprofitable, that has to deal with political risk, currency risk, and also dominating in their space. And the government, you know, the government can pretty much force everybody to buy NIO. That's one of the positives to it. So when I look at NIO itself, for me, if I only had $13 right now, no, I wouldn't buy it. I would take that same $13 and I had to go to one of these companies, I'm going to go with Tesla right now. Right now. Now, next week when the earnings report comes out, we get to see their deliveries. We get to see how they're faring up. Are they going to become profitable? What is their road to profitability? The same thing that Tesla was dealing with when it was like $20 and $40, the road to profitability. Eventually, it took a decade, 12, 13 years, but Tesla eventually became profitable. NIO has not shown that. It's the same story of Uber. Will Uber become profitable? Uber right now is unprofitable. It has its earnings on Friday, and it does not have plans to become profitable until next year. If Uber does figure it out, it does become profitable, guess what? That stock is going to be over $100. I mean, not overnight, but it's going to happen. Somebody asked me, why is DraftKings stock falling? I don't even know right now. I haven't even looked into DraftKings. I think DraftKings just IPO'd not too long ago, Eric. If they did IPO, that's classic. That's why I don't buy IPOs. They get all boosted up. Then they get to the market. Then their real value starts to show. Same thing happened to Uber. The same thing happened to Lyft. The same thing happened to Facebook. All these companies, they get gassed up, and then their true value starts to show. King Care said, that's why Joe Rogan said he's moving to Texas after signing $100 million taxes. Look at the tax on that $100 million. He probably won't see maybe, hopefully, $50 million, right? Jason said, I'm glad to see Costco is going to go ahead in China. Their first store seems to be a gold mine. I'm sure more is to come. That's true. Costco's. So now let's look into it, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all remember, what is the next restaurant or the major restaurant that I believe that's going to go bankrupt? What is the next major restaurant I believe is going to go bankrupt? And this company came onto my radar because the prior CEO of this company came onto the show. So we just saw California Pizza. Go bankrupt. So my question is, the CEO of this company came onto the show. And when the CEO of this company came onto the show, I started to follow the company. I started to look into the company. I started going back to the restaurant. It's a household name company. And she's no longer the CEO. It's a female. She's no longer the CEO. It's a new CEO now. I may reach out to her to see if she want to come back. She may not after this episode. But ladies and gentlemen, the next company, restaurant, I think is going to go bankrupt. Drum roll, please. Red Robin. Red Robins. Red Robins, ladies and gentlemen. Red Robin is the next company that I think major brand restaurant that's probably going to be on a chopping block. Why do I say that? We're going to look at it together. We're going to look at the financial reports together, and we're going to look at the impact of, I like to look at how was companies performing before and how they're facing up now. So we're going to look at these particular companies, right? Here we go here. What y'all are saying here in these comments. ACI, what do you think about them? Their recent IPO. ACI Albertsons, I think that's a grocery store, right? Am I right, Chuck's Chilling? Oh, okay. Somebody said the owner of DraftKings sold their shares. Why? Let me see how good y'all are up on this before we get into Red Robins. Why do you see a major sale after IPO? Why do you see insider sale after IPO? Why is that a big deal? And what is that called? When you see major companies, right? When you see major company IPOs, why do you see a major sale? From the insiders. Giant 864 said the owners of DraftKings sold their shares. That's why the shares tanked. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead and give it to you. So if y'all don't probably know. Chuck is Chilling said to make up for lost profits. Mike, what's going on? You shot me an email before the show, Mike. I sent your email back too. What's going on? Mike is out there in Canada. So Giant said, he says a pump and dump. No, it's not a pump and dump. I want everybody to Google right now. Google, what is a stock lockout period? I'm teaching you guys and girls how to fish. What is a stock lockout period? What is a stock lockout period? Look up the lockout period of a stock. While y'all look that up, Google, what is a stock lockout period? Some people are saying, you know, Evan is saying that's normal. Evan got it right. He's a secondary sale. FTO captures their profits. Okay. Look up the lockout period, ladies and gentlemen. This is why it's very important when you look at an IPO. What is the lockout period of that IPO? What is the lockout period? Why is the lockout period important for a particular IPO? King Carter, you said 90 days. Sometimes it could be 90 days or 180 days. But what is it, King Carter? What is the lockout period? The lockout period. So while y'all look that up and tell me what the lockout period is, I could say it, but I like when people look things up and learn because it sticks with you when you see it, right? Evan, see, there you go. Evan got it right, too. I didn't want Evan to say it. I know he's going to probably know it. Olivia says, stock lockout periods to catch profits. I want to hear somebody say it. Pretty much, ladies and gentlemen, let's take a company like, before Uber brought Postmates, Postmates was going to come to the market. Robinhood is going to IPO. All right, hold on. Here goes Chuck. He said, I got locked out when my company went public. Had 2 days in the year to sell while the price fell to nothing, right? King Carter, you got it right. They can't sell the shares until then, right? So anyway, let's say if I own Postmates or Robinhood and the company is getting ready to go public and I brought 100 shares. I brought shares for $100. I mean, I have friends, plenty of friends that purchase shares of a company for pennies, say a dollar. The company goes public. Once that company goes public, they say, hey, when this company goes public, there's a 90-day lockout period. A 90-day lockout period means you cannot sell your shares. If you was an insider, you cannot sell your shares until 90 days after the market, after the company's IPO. Sometimes it's 180 days, right? But you can look that up in the IPO. You have a lockout period for this long. So people who bought the stock for a dollar, the company IPOs and it shoots up to $60, they have to hold it and wait, and they only can sell at a particular time. And that's why you see CEOs, boom, that lockout period expires. They want to cash out, capture some of their profits, right? Like I was saying earlier. So you have to pay attention to IPOs and their lockout periods, and you may see insiders sell 30, 90 days into whatever their lockout period is. Because think about it. If I had brought Uber for $5 and it's gone public and it's now $60, $40, I may want to sell some, keep some. But you have to wait for a while. So always look up, if you're buying an IPO, look out, what is the lockout period? Royce. What's going on, Royce? King Royce here. A predetermined amount following an IPO offering where the shareholders restricted from selling their shares. You see, exactly, right? So you jumping in that IPO, you jumping on it, then all of a sudden it tanks. 30 days or 90 days later, the CEO sold a bunch. He's not selling because of a bad company. He's trying to lock some of his profits in. Olivia said, fine, I won't ask any more questions. You got it too, Olivia. You got it. Olivia, you got it too. So now we're going to get back to what we're doing. What's up, Prince? I was able to catch this show. I love. He said, what's up, Prince? I was able to catch a love show. I don't know what you mean by that, Keith, but what's going on, Keith? Keith's been a long-time follower of the show. Absolutely get the money. All right, so let's go back, ladies and gentlemen. Red Robins. Let's look at Red Robins' financial reports because I don't like to go off of what he said, she said. Some people like to talk about different things. I'll give me 1 second. I'm going to have to switch my microphone here.
What I told you, ladies and gentlemen, guys and girls, about donating. You know, I'm not a big person on donating, but thank you, Keith. He donated $5 to me. I always tell people, don't donate to me, support me. you know, don't, I'm sorry about that. I had a little sound glitch, but don't donate to me, support me, right? Can y'all hear me now? Y'all should be able to hear me now. I see some people commenting saying they can't hear me. I had to change out my microphone real quick. Y'all should be able to hear me now. Y'all still can't hear me? One second. Okay, okay, I can hear. Okay, got it. Okay, I'm sorry about that. Back on. All right, I'm okay. Well, Keith, thanks, man. I appreciate it, Keith. He says, shout out to you, Prince. It's been a while, brother. I have lost out on a lot in the market. Unfortunately, work has been insane. So Keith, explain, why have you lost out on the market, unfortunately? Why is that? But thank you. You always tell people, don't donate to me to support me. Purchase, you know, buy the book series, get you an investor show mug or whatever. But I appreciate it. Thanks, Keith. Well, let's get back to it, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get into these financial reports of Red Robins. Let's get into the financial reports of Red Robins. Let me see if I pull the right one here. Nope, that's not the right one. Y'all give me a second while I find my screen here. I got a couple of them open. Let's see here. I think it's this one I brought over. All right, so this is the annual report for Red Robins, ladies and gentlemen. This is the annual report for Red Robins that came out last year. It came out February. This is their report for 2019. So now let's look at some of their financial statements, right? You're looking at their total revenues. They had their revenues kind of growing here, $1.3 million, which is pretty low for a big company like that. $1.3 million. And you're looking at, let's look down here. Financial statements, they had their coming in at $1.3 million. Loss of income from operations. The cash flow data. And this is what I don't like right here. Look at 2019. This is the golden sign with Red Robin. Red Robins was netting losses for the last 2 years. You can see here, you're talking about, I think this report is in millions. I hope it is. I think it's in millions or thousands, one of them. But let's say if it's in, they made $1.3 million last year. So let's look at their net income losses. So last year, 2019, let me put this up here. Last year in 2019, this is the pre-COVID. We're going to look at the pre-COVID. One second. Let me get my guy. Yeah, okay. What did Keith, where you at? Keith said, I haven't been able to pay very close attention to certain buys. I haven't been able to buy anything in the last 2.5 months. But Keith, I showed you how you can automatically invest and forget about it. You don't have to be a day trader to continually invest. Right? If you got an employee 401k, put money into the S&P 500 or the NASDAQ continuously. Right now, the NASDAQ has been booming. This has been a year of the NASDAQ. You can easily set up automatic investment every month. Whether I like it or not, money is going to go into the S&P 500. Money is going to go to the NASDAQ, whether I like it or not. Now, if I have time off and I can move money around, then do it. But you should automatically and stay investing, right? Olivia said, I'm old. I have to go to bed now. Keep up the great work. Love everything you do, sir. Thank you for educating so many. Thank you very much, Ms. Olivia. Thank you. Appreciate it. But yes, you have to go back, Keith, and look at, you should always be investing. Like, I understand, hey, man, I got to work. I got to do X, Y, Z. But you should always have money going into the market at all times. Dollar cost averaging, DCA, DCA, DCA. And every now and then, if you're able to catch a sale or you got time off, then you just buy some extra. But in the meanwhile, you should be constantly investing, having dividends reinvested at all times and taking advantage of the dip. All right? Man, these lights are hot, but okay. Now let's get back into it. Pre-COVID-19, we have pulled up here. We have the earnings for Red Robins. This was pre-COVID-19, right? Let me find my screen here. So before, in 2019, they netted a $7,900 loss. Yes, right here. It's in thousands instead for, okay, in thousands, right? So if they're netting a loss already, they lost money in 2019. So they lost money in 2018. They lost even more money in 2019. This is before the COVID hit. Now that COVID hit, what do you think is going to happen? Now, the company was pre-COVID. The company was already on a two-year losing run. It was already losing. You guys just saw, yes, did they make money, but they was netting losses for 2 years. Now, this is the crazy part. I don't know what happened to Red Robins, but you look at Red Robins. Let's go back down here, and you're looking at their net income. Back in 2015, they was profitable. Then they slowly decreased in 2016. They had an uptick in 2017. Then somewhere in 2018, something started to happen to the company. So they started to lose. They was losing money in 2018. They lost money in 2019. This is before the COVID even hit. They was already losing money, ladies and gentlemen. So if you was already losing money before the COVID, what do you think they're at now? Now let's look at the balance sheet. They're losing money. Also, look at their total long-term debt. Look at their total long-term debt, $206,000. $206,000 in long-term debt. So a company with a lot of debt, low amount of money coming in, look how much they reported in cash, $30,000. Total assets, $1.2 million. $1.2 million, that's if they sold with their stores and everything. But a low amount of cash, look at their cash to debt ratio. Look at the cash to debt ratio, ladies and gentlemen. Look at the debt, look at the cash. You guys and girls can see this right here in the financial report. And this is 2019 when everything was supposed to be going well. Everything was going well in 2019, supposedly, right? So this is when everybody else is having record profits and the market is going up, supposedly doing well for the restaurant industry. And you're looking at a company with a low amount of debt, a low amount of cash, and a high amount of long-term debt, right? So when I see you with a low amount of cash, a little bit of debt, and you're netting a loss, and then you get the COVID to come in, major problems for Red Robins. Let me see what y'all saying in the comments. Let me see what y'all saying in the comments here, ladies and gentlemen. I can hear you. Well, let's say stay blessed. Thank you very much, Ms. Lee, for checking us out. Q said, I definitely have the 401k going and funds deposited in my TD Ameritrade. Now, Keith, do you have the funds just deposited into your TD Ameritrade, or do you have the funds deposited into your are they going into an investment? Are they just going into your TD Ameritrade just to go to cash? Or are they going into your investments? Right? So you can set up on E-Trade to where not only does my money go directly into my E-Trade account, but I can have it be directly invested automatically. Right? That's how you can look at it. Michael said, Prince, are you worried about the artificial bubble the Fed's created will burst and the stock market will collapse? Mike, it's going to happen. It is going to happen. If I know it's, you know, I'm kid friendly show here, but I'm trying to think of something that's kid friendly metaphor here. But if you continuously, roll the dice, you will be correct. Put it like that. If you continuously roll the dice, you'll be correct. The market is going to crash again, ladies and gentlemen. I just don't know when. We had a flash crash. We had a big crash in March, right? And now we've been on a big uptick. And am I worried about an artificial bubble? No, I'm not. Why I'm not worried about an artificial bubble? Because I'm looking long term. In the meanwhile, the bear will win. In the short term, the bear will win. We'll probably have another big downturn. We've seen airlines. Airlines are slowed down. But I'm not worried about it because I'm looking long term. I brought a house. The housing market could crash tomorrow morning. I don't care because I'm looking long term. This wasn't a short term investment for me. It was like, okay, I can buy this house. I like it. Pretty cool. And over the long term, I can keep the house, right? So I don't look at, oh my God, this house is, if I'm not worried about what's happening tomorrow. Don't be caught in the near sight. Look down the road. Look down the road, Mike. I'm not worried about it. Yes, it will happen. We'll fix it. We've had worse of crashes than this. We had, think about it. If you think American market is bad now, imagine when we was in World War II, World War I, Great Depressions, you know, when we pulled off the gold standard. So as a long-term investor, looking long-term, I can't make no money being fear. Don't be put in prison by your own fears. So many of us, we put in prison by our own fears. If I wasn't scared, I would have bought a whole bunch of Tesla. If I wasn't scared, I knew Apple was a good company. Yeah, I knew Apple was going to do pretty good. I knew Microsoft was going to do pretty good. I know Google is a good company. I know Amazon. It don't take a rocket science to figure that out. But sometimes you get scared. And sometimes you try to get too smart. The less you know about investing, the better. How does that make sense? Because a person like Keith, not saying Keith don't know nothing about investing, but take Keith who just put money into his 401k and he forgot about it. Now you sitting over there on the sidelines waiting for the proper time to jump in and you reading all these reports. But guess what? Keith has probably made money during this time frame and you made nothing. I've had a buddy who's been waiting since 2015 for the market to collapse. He's almost a millionaire right now. But he's been waiting. He has a ton of cash, hundreds of thousands of dollars that he just has sitting in his bank account waiting on a collapse. And I'm thinking to myself, why are you waiting on a collapse? He's 20-something years old. He's waiting on a collapse. Prince, do you think the market is going to collapse? Prince, do you think the market is going to collapse? Prince, I'm waiting on the market to collapse. Guess what? He ain't made nothing, right? He ain't made nothing during this whole time. You can don't get in prison with your own fears, right? When I look at certain things, I'm not looking at tomorrow. I don't care if the market crashes tomorrow. Right? Unless I got a call option. Now, I do have a call option on Apple, but I've had this before the Apple craze. I've had a June 2021 call on Google, not on Google, but Apple for probably a couple weeks now. It's doing pretty good now. It's up 55% the last time I looked at it. So if Apple shut down tomorrow, yeah, I might be a little worried, but I know it'll get it figured out by next summer. So don't be a prisoner of your fears till you're too smart. You're watching on, you know, you're watching the market go up. And I did the same thing. I'm going to give y'all a real story. Real investment story right here. 2008, when the market crashed, we started to come out in 2009. And then people was telling, in 2009, nobody said, hey, guys, we're out of the recession. We're back to business. We just had the longest running bull and nobody believed it was a bull. In 2009, 2010, everybody was like, oh, the worst hasn't came yet. We're going to get worse. It's about to get worse. It's about to get worse. So I'm waiting on it to get worse. Don't understand dollar cost averaging. I'm waiting on it to get worse. Don't understand market cycles. Don't understand a trough. Don't understand expansions. Don't understand peaks. Don't understand recessions or contractions. I don't know. I'm early 20s. I don't know. I'm just like, oh, man, you know, I pulled all my money out and was waiting on the world to end. Because that's how everybody made it seem. When we came out of 2008, you can see the bottom of 2008 was March of 2009 when you look in the rearview mirror. But go back to March of 2009. Go back to March of 2010. Nobody was saying, guys, you know what? The financial crisis is behind us. We're now in a bull market. Nobody believed it. Nobody said we was in a bull. 2015, people were just like, oh, we really haven't got out of 2008. You know, 2000, we're about to go back down because 2008. Everybody was just talking about 2008. And we're talking about the rain. It will rain again, ladies and gentlemen. But I don't go outside every day with an umbrella waiting on the rain. I don't be like, well, you know, they say it's going to rain. I'm going to just wait. No, I live my life. And then if something does happen, I keep cash to the side. I keep, you know, a bonds. Maybe some long-term bonds. I may keep cash. That's my hedge against the market. So if we woke up tomorrow and the market went down 50%, there's nothing in my portfolio that I'm scared of. Only two companies I'm scared of is Uber, because it's unprofitable and it's new, and Spice. I got that thing. it's unprofitable, and it's new. Those are the only two things I'm scared of. Everything else, all that McDonald's and Southwest Airlines and Disney and Apple and Tesla, I may be a little worried, but not too much. They're too big. Some companies are just too big. There's too much cash on hand. They can make it through a hard time. Red Robins, they got a little bit of cash. They got a whole bunch of debt, and they have little to no income. They're steadily losing little cash, a lot of debt, and right now they just got hit with a hard time. They may not make it through to the other side. Right? So let's go with y'all saying. Let's go with some of y'all. Remember what I told y'all about good, solid advice, brother. Fillmore 24P just donated $20. Well, I told y'all about donating to me, man. I'm not a charity case. You know, I'm okay. I'm fine. Y'all don't have to donate to me, but I appreciate it. I appreciate anybody that wants to support me. But you have, instead of support me, support my products. Don't donate to me, support my products, but I appreciate that. Okay. Dre James said, what's going on, Dre James? He said, I guess he tagged somebody. He said, yeah, they have been in trouble for a while. Yes, Red Robins. Red Robins. Chuck is chilling says they have an old business model, out with the old. That's what happened with time. That's my guy, Mike Davis. He said, that's right, bro. We are scared. Sometimes things are too good to be scared. And Mike, remember this, what they always say. Favor, what is the word? I'm messing up the quote here. Now I feel bad. Something about being bold, right? When you're bold, when everybody is fearful, Mike Davis, I'm asking you this question, Mike Davis, you still online here. What did Warren Buffett say about people being fearful? When people are fearful, what are you supposed to do? When people are fearful, what are you supposed to do? Like right now, everybody's comfortable with Apple. Everybody want to buy Apple stock. I don't want Apple stock right now. There you go, John. He got it. Fortune favors the bold. Fortune favors the bold. Be greedy. You got, look at that, Giant 864. Where are you from, Giant 864? You are 100% correct. Be greedy. When everybody else is scared, be greedy, ladies and gentlemen. Dion, you got that right. Invest. So when everybody is scared, think about it right now, ladies and gentlemen. I'm at a point in my life right now to where I have enough cash flow to take care of my family, to take care of myself and my family. I don't need to have a bunch of cash flow coming in from investing. So guess what I can do? I'm talking about. He's from D.C. by the Ware, Carolina. All right, Giant 864. Nice. Favor, you got to be bold. It's like driving a ship. And you see these, Charlie Munger said it best. It's like driving a ship. You see some hard seas come in front of you. You know it's going to be a hard sea. You don't know how big the sea is going to go up. So what? You buckle your chin strap. You go through it. You ride the waves. And we're going to make it out to the other side. Some people see the seas coming and they're jumping off the boat. It's people call me, print, sell everything, send me the cash. Okay. It's some people that just stay right there with me. It's some people that say, Prince, I want to invest more. Now you fast forward to August. In March, I was fearful. I was a little scared in March. I was like, I saw Uber at all time. All these companies were just down in March, right? I brought some, but I didn't go crazy because I thought we was going to go further. I wasn't scared of the bottom. I just didn't know what the bottom was. Yeah, okay. 864 Greenville, South Carolina. Okay. All right. Now, Lady A says, Red Robins better get PUA or a loan too. See, that's what they already have, Lady Ace. They already, I didn't even go into it when the CEO was expressing about borrowing money, getting more loans. But when you have little to no cash sitting on hand, little cash on hand, and you have all these loans, then I look at you before COVID. How was Red Robins doing before COVID, ladies and gentlemen? We can see it was already losing. This is 2019. This is the 10K report. It was already losing before that, right? And when people are losing before that already, guess what happens? The company was already losing, and they're taking on more debt, what happens? Can they make it through? Southwest Airlines got better finances than Red Robins. Shout out to Denny Post. Miss Denny Post. Very nice CEO. Red Robins headquarters is here in Denver, Colorado. And I watched the CEO, Red Robins, speak, and I started following the company. And I spoke with the CEO. The CEO was nice. She gave me a phone number. She came onto the show, all that great stuff. And I really started to follow the company. And it was having hard times in 2019. Now in 2020, I'm like, if y'all was losing money back when everything was upswinging, and I went to Red Robins, great restaurant, great burgers, the croissant burgers, the best. But if you were struggling back then, and Red Robins makes their money, ladies and gentlemen. If you go back and listen to that episode, Red Robins makes their money due to traffic. Very rare. Every Red Robins is located near Costco's, malls, shopping centers, movie theaters. All Red Robins are located near a mall, shopping center, movie theater. Think about it. Think about the nearest Red Robins you know. It's located near a mall, shopping center, Costco's. Orlando said forecast GMA. Not right now, Orlando. That might have to be another show. I got to look into it. We can look into it a little bit. Maybe. Proud Dad, my account has bounced back nicely since we have had the recovery. Some of my friends mock me for continuing to buy when the market dropped. They are fearful, and I've been greedy, and it's paying off. Proud Dad, Atlanta, Georgia. See, that's why I didn't see. Atlanta, Georgia. That's crazy. Proud Dad knows somebody that knows my mom. That's crazy. But you're right, being greedy. On this show, I had so many people call me. My viewership went through the roof when the market crashed. I mean, everybody was, I was shocked. I go live and, man, all these people. I'm like, man, everybody wanted to know about the market. Everybody wanted to, Prince, what's going on? What's going on, Prince? What's going on? What's going on with the market? Should I sell? Disney is, they're about to go this. And Disney was down, and this was down, and this was down. Prince, should I sell it? Prince, should I do this? I said, man, buy it. Some of y'all was calling me trying to buy these low little companies. I said, no, man, just buy these big companies that's been doing well. Continues to buy them over and over, right? That's what American, great American businesses. Lady A said, why are they losing so much? Notice, they're all located near movie theaters. They're all located near the mall. They're all located near shopping centers, Costco's and Sam's Clubs. What happened to all those places? Majority of those places, what happened? Majority of those places, nobody goes there anymore. Movie theaters, AMC is about to go out of business. Nobody's going to movie theaters like that anymore. Right? Second thing is, nobody's going to movie theaters. Nobody goes to the mall anymore. That's why Amazon is doing so well. So when that traffic, not Costco's, but Red Robins was located near places to catch traffic. It was trying to catch, hey, you know, you go, hey, I'm at Costco's, I buy a bunch of stuff, and that's my man D. Brooks. What's going on, D. Brooks? Good information. Hit the like button. It's free. That's funny. D. Brooks always come in and remind you about the like button. Yeah, y'all hit the like button. I think it's like 30, almost 40 people in here with 16 likes, so y'all hit it. So the idea was they're located. Red Robins' competitor is Chili's. So Red Robins was located, and their whole idea is to buy money from they was like, hey, when people go to the movie theater, they're going to stop by. After the movies, they're going to stop by and take their little date to Red Robins. After they're shopping, they go to Red Robins. While people are in the mall, they go to Red Robins. There's a bunch of Red Robins inside the mall. Right? Red Robins needs to revamp and get some new ideas. They're trying. Think about it, Lady Ace. I'm going to reach out. I'm going to shoot a text to the prior CEO of Red Robins and ask them would they like to come back on the show. You know, they're not the CEO anymore, because, you know, they moved on, they made their money. It's a new CEO. I want them to talk about the restaurant industry. I may put that interview back up too. So how can they revamp? The problem, remember, Blockbuster tried to revamp themselves. Blockbuster tried to revamp themselves when Netflix came along. But this was the problem. They were too big. They had too much stuff. They had too many stores. You got all these stores, all these employees, lights, uniforms, bar, alcohol, cleaning, all the stuff you got to do. And Netflix had a warehouse out in Arizona somewhere. So how could Blockbuster revamp themselves? They tried to go online. They tried to put a vending machine up, but the overhead was so big because they had so much brick and mortar. Red Robins has so much brick and mortar. How can they get people back into the stores? They've gone to Uber Eats. They've got DoorDash. You can order stuff through Red Robins. But how many people wake up in the morning and be like, man, I'm about to go to Red Robins? What can they do, Lady Ace? Okay, Rob, I wish I had more money when the market crashed. Hopefully we'll the next time. I brought Apple calls again. I want 450 before the split. I wouldn't have brought Apple calls, LK Raw, not at this time. Apple's too hot. We just had 10% on Friday and another 3% now. I have Apple calls, but I had Apple calls before Apple got hot. So now that everybody's running to it, I'm not doing anything. Today I sold some calls on weekly calls on Southwest. Apple, no. You buy call options when the stock is down. Because think about it. Apple had an amazing day Friday. They had an amazing day today. One of these days of this week, they're going to be down. They're probably going to be down tomorrow, Tuesday. When they go down, the price of the calls are going to go down. That's when I would buy. Too hot right now. Everybody's all happy. Apple. Everybody's out there like, Apple, 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 Apple. No. Everybody's reacting. You got to be proactive. I will hold off and I will wait till the market. Apple will be down on Tuesday or Wednesday. So one of these days this week, Apple will be down. That's when I will grab. D. Brooks, get information, hit the likes. Okay. What's going on? I already know who that is. LLJ, I ain't going to say his name. Maybe you don't want his name said. He said, I listened and I brought Microsoft stocks. And you ain't regretting it, are you? You ain't regretting it one bit. While everybody was out there trying to, hey, Prince, man, you think I should get this new NIO company or this new da-da-da or whatever? I'm like, man, why? Go get Apple, Microsoft, Google, Facebook. Guaranteed wins. All right, I'm going to give y'all a secret, too. Y'all ready for me? Give y'all a secret hit. Secret hit. I gave it before. Nobody's talking about these companies. I'm going to type it in right now. I've been on here an hour. So nobody's talking about these companies, and I'm going to talk about it now. I'll give me 1 second. And Friday's going to be their big day. I think it's Thursday or Friday. We really might see a little activity. Well, it ain't going to be a big day. But it's a certain sector out there that's sneaking up on everybody that nobody's talking about or that nobody remembers.
Y'all hear me right? Y'all should be able to hear me pretty good. I'm going to give it to y'all now. Here goes it, ladies and gentlemen. So I already talked about Red Robins and how they are the next. Red Robins is on the struggle bus. Red Robins is going to have some problems. Red Robins is a little old, and they're going to have some problems, right? Eric Davis, he said, is there a class I can learn to buy calls, puts, short spreads, etc.? I have a million videos on that stuff, you know, that I've made. There are plenty of people out there that sell courses or whatnot. I don't sell courses on that, but I know there's plenty of people out there that will love to take your money to teach you how to buy calls and puts. Some of them may be worth it, some of them not. But what I would recommend you do if I was in your shoes, start an account, an E-Trade, a T-Ameritrade account, and then I would turn around and buy, I would maybe start a dummy account as well, trade fake money. Inside of E-Trade, you can trade with fake money to see how calls and options work. And there are tons. You can go to YouTube University. But if you want a course, I've heard some courses out there, but I've never taken them. I can't put my finger on anybody, right? But there are tons of books out there too. You got some books, you got YouTube University, or you can just invest into some courses out there. All right, Eric. 7 shares of NIL, that's about $200. That ain't worth nothing. $200, that ain't worth a whole lot. Not saying it ain't worth nothing, but saying that it's not a whole lot of risk you are absorbing. It might turn into something. We'll watch NIO. We're going to see NIO reports on next Friday, but it's a Chinese company, right? Drusella Terrell, I appreciate you for sharing. At the minute, what percentage of your income should you invest every check? Now, I appreciate you sharing. You know, what percentage of my income would I invest every check? I would save, invest, pay bills. It all depends on how much debt do you have? How much income do you have? That's a loaded question, because I would say I won't put a percentage on it, because if you have debt, I won't be too interested in investing. I would, you know, invest and try to clear out that debt after you have an emergency savings. Because if you invested with no emergency savings, you're setting yourself up for destruction. So I would get a nice little emergency savings before I start investing, right? Get yourself a nice emergency savings before you start investing. A nice emergency savings. I like that Dave Ramsey 7 steps. Grab your investor show mug too. Well, anyway, I like that Dave Ramsey 7 baby steps to making yourself pretty financially well. But, you know, that's a loaded question. I can't say, oh, put 10% of your earnings into investing if you don't have a savings. Do you have an emergency savings? Do you have debt? How much debt do you have? Once you pay all your bills, what do you have left over? Do you, you know, all those are big questions that I got to ask before I can say, well, if I was that, I would say at least try to get 10% over there. Right? EU is working with NIL. EU, you talking about EU as in Europe? Dion, location, location, location is becoming obsolete. Online is the way now. That's the problem. When you get so big, Blockbuster, they had that problem. When they tried to get online, they got online, but they had so many locations. They had trucks and buses and, you know, stores and light bills and water bills and uniforms that it was hard to compete. They had an inventory, all that stuff, right? Red Robins would probably be better just to turn into a place to where they just delivered. They just had food, got rid of dining, because think about it, they made a lot of money off their dining. How many people are coming in and dining right now? Lady A says 2-for-1 burgers to get the customers back. Do you think if Red Robins right now launched a 2-for-1 burgers, which probably going to mean they're probably going to maybe lose even more money, and let's say if we can get the customers to come back in with the 2-for-1 burgers, but then hopefully they sit down and buy a drink, you think that's going to draw customers back in? Right now, they came out for 2-for-1 burgers. How many of y'all would go buy, how many of y'all would go run to Red Robins? I wouldn't. I'd be like, all right, cool, 2-for-1 burgers. Right, but it's a good idea. It's a good promotion thing. But what can you do to get those customers back in and coming back in to sit down? Because Red Robin's got a big bar as well, too. Right? That's another one you got to look at. It's too high for me. I put some calls on XLK when it was down. Exactly. Right? I think you're talking about Apple. I always buy calls when the stock is down. I don't be like, oh man, Apple, they about to split. Let me get a call option. No. I wait until 10% is up. No, it's up 3%. No. I don't sell calls unless the stock is down up. Southwest is up, that's when I sell calls. Right? When Southwest is down, I don't sell calls because not that much money is into it. It's more money into it when it's up. So when Apple calls, the price of calls of Apple is high right now. I own them, right? I will wait till they go down. Give it. They're not going to be up for the rest of the week. One of these days, they're going to be down. Then you buy your call. Proud Dad, I'm waiting for the split on Apple. then the pullback. I'm going to purchase them for my son. He is 10. Hopefully by the time he's the age, he have a few coins. That's the way with everybody that says what's going on in the world, trying to be activists and stuff like that. I get it. You know, people go out there, they're fighting for what they think is right. But ladies and gentlemen, my opinion is there is no equity. I mean, there is no equality without equity. In a capitalist society, there's no equality without equity. You can pat me on the back and say, hey, man, I'm sorry, but we live in a capitalist society. You need equity. The most powerful thing I can do for my son is to help him create equity. Equity, ladies and gentlemen, equity. Fight for equity. You know, like all these companies coming out saying, hey, you know, Black Lives Matter and all those stuff like that. You know, put your money where your mouth is. Equity, and you're doing the right thing, Proud Dad. It starts with men being fathers, mothers being mothers, bringing back the family, investing for your children, and then teaching them how to invest. That's the only way you're going to get out of this. That's my opinion. Okay, breakfast food, changing up the menu. They may have to go into Lady Ace. They may have to go into a whole rebranding. I'm going to see what she come back on here. I'm going to reach out to her. I don't want to text this late at night. Because Red Robins is having some issues right now. Is Red Robins high after the split? Not Red Robins, Apple. I got me saying Red Robins. Apple will go down to $100 per share at the end of the month. And I think they'll probably go up, they'll probably seek on down to $80. By the end of the year, they'll be over $100. By next summer, they'll be about $150 a piece. If I was a betting man, right? 864, Giant 864, you're saying TikTok. What about TikTok? Oh, Dervin Smith coming from Hawaii. Man, we deep in here tonight, man. Everybody's coming from Hawaii. Marquise Walker is from Macon, Georgia. All right, Marquise Walker from Macon, Georgia. I was in Macon, Georgia about three years ago. Did you come out and see me then, Marquise, when I came out to Macon, Georgia? I was at Jones County High School. Shout out to Fortified Technical Solutions. Chandre Ford, he brought me out there to Macon, Georgia, Jones County High School. 2% LJ. I don't know what he's talking about on that one. My Apple calls are still up. Was up 50% at one point. Went to sleep. I'm still up 10% at closing. I'm just wanting one more push. I have plenty of time. I'm normally by the dip. Not this time. I wouldn't go to any restaurants. I'd rather make my own burgers until there is a cure. I'm not going out. No casinos, no restaurants. See? And that's hard for Red Robins. Red Robins in 2019 and 2018 was struggling to get customers into the restaurants due to customers not going to movie theaters and malls anymore. They were struggling like, whoa, we got all these places. We're located near the mall. We're located near the, you know, now one good thing is being located near Costco's. That ain't a bad idea. But they're trying to fight to get people back in. So, you know, preach no equality without equity. Exactly. No equality without equity. Forget all that. You know, I can't change the way somebody feels. I'm 35 years old. I'm not going to sit here and try to change the way somebody feel about me. Equity, ladies and gentlemen. You live in a capitalist society. The only thing that talks is equity. Mike says, Lady Ace, Red Robin needs to hire Lady Ace as their new CEO. Yeah, Lady Ace coming out. She said, do some breakfast, 2-for-1 burgers. You got to do blah, blah. You got to, you know, because they make their money off of people coming into the store, buying, you know, sitting down at the restaurant, buying liquor, talking to people, dining in. But if nobody's going to the mall, some Red Robins are located in the mall. If your Red Robins is located in the mall, man, that's a hard sell. Prince, what are your thoughts on CVS reporting earnings on Wednesday? They've been having one of the two drugstores that's been doing good during the pandemic. CBS usually don't make big runs. They're good dividend stock, but they usually don't make big runs on earnings. I don't expect to see anything crazy on earnings, you know. I think they'll do good, but I don't think they'll do nothing, you know, shocking or crazy. I mean, yes, a lot of people went to CVS and bought Lysol, toilet paper, you know, hand sanitizer, stuff like that. But I don't see anything crazy. It's nothing that's like, ooh, CVS. Right now, the hot year for 2020 is the NASDAQ. Lady A said, nah, they in too deep. No Ray Robbins for Lady A's. Giant 864, I thought you were about to mention Microsoft acquiring TikTok a minute ago. Nothing serious. Oh, yes. You know, the reason why I haven't really quoted it because I haven't seen Microsoft mention anything. I looked up Microsoft and I haven't seen them release anything on their investors relation. But yes, it's big talk about them buying them by September 15th, buying TikTok. Now, y'all also remember Microsoft also owns LinkedIn. They brought LinkedIn a couple years ago. And LinkedIn's been doing pretty good, so they're buying TikTok. This is that political risk I was telling y'all about NIO. TikTok is a Chinese-owned company. TikTok has been they received a blunt force of stealing information and stuff like that. And the president was about to shut them down out of the country, but Microsoft stepped in and said, hey, we'll buy them. That's been a big talk. So we'll look at them. Antonio, no, I have not done a show on Kodak yet. I will do like a little clip on Kodak. Kodak came out of the dead last week. They just rose from the dead. I thought they was dead already. It was like, you know, if you're a wrestling fan, you remember when Undertaker would tombstone you and everybody think Undertaker's dead and he'd just pop up out the blue? That was Kodak. I thought Kodak had died. You know, remember the little cameras, you know, and take the little throwaway disposable cameras and stuff like that or whatnot? But digital cameras came out and just killed Kodak. But I didn't look at it. I'm going to do a little episode on Kodak and see what they got going on new. They refreshed themselves and they jumped up like some crazy 50, 100, 200% overnight with some new inventions that was coming out. Right? Oh, Keith, he said, what segment we should keep an eye on? Ladies and gentlemen, the segment, you're right, I got away from it. The segment you should keep an eye on, ladies and gentlemen, is the cybersecurity. I'm going to type that in here. Cybersecurity, ladies and gentlemen. It's a field that nobody's talking about that is very important. Cybersecurity. All these companies are required to have cybersecurity. Look at Twitter. Twitter just had a big security breach. Facebook had a security breach. You know, more people at home, more people online. Zoom had a big security breach. TikTok, they supposed to be spying on people. So when you look at all this stuff around the globe and the world, ladies and gentlemen, you need to look at cybersecurity. Your bank, somebody's doing cybersecurity in your bank. Somebody is doing cybersecurity. Say if somebody got inside of your local city's water supply, they can shut off all the water with cybersecurity. They can shut off all the power grid with cybersecurity. I mean, not with cybersecurity, but with a cyber threat. So with all this online, remember everybody just said, oh, I rather do everything online. I cook my own burger. I'll stay at home. People are shopping online with Amazon. People are catching all their content online. Everybody's online. The bank's online. If somebody hacks the stock exchange, you know how detrimental that could be. If somebody hacked Amazon and shot the price up to $10,000, you know how detrimental that can be to the financial markets. So there's somebody's working around the clock doing cyber security. That's the sector that everybody's sleeping on. Let me get some of y'all the stuff in here before I get down here. Let me see. One second. Okay, Ross said, I want to short Red Robins some more, but they are already low. Maybe buy some leaps and forget about them. Yeah, leap is good if they come back. I don't know if they're going to come back. I don't know. Oh, she's talking about, okay, Red Robins, okay. And Tony, oh, you're talking about Kodak. You bought a bunch of Kodak? I got to look into Kodak now. Kodak, I know they made a bunch of stuff go up, then it went down. Kodak resurgence like the old Undertaker. Exactly. It was just laying down. All of a sudden, it was just like, boop. It's like Kodak. I'm like, what? What? Kodak, what? Where did that come from? Who said something about Kodak? Uber Rise. Okay. PD Young, what's going on? Uber. Uber's going to be coming in on, what you call it? Uber is going to be coming in on Friday. Uber, I don't think we're going to see an Uber takeoff until next summer. The only thing I'm scared about Uber is they're doing too much. You know, Uber's been buying. They just brought Postmates for $2.5 billion. That's a bunch of money. And, you know, I think they brought them. Then they added a grocery store delivery. Then, they, you know, Uber's been, you know, they did a deal with Google Maps. They've been doing a lot. I don't want them to stretch themselves too thin. But we're going to get a look into them on Friday. I'm going to look more into this story on Friday. I think by next year, if they become profitable by next year, that's when we're going to see the rise of Uber. That's when we're going to see the rise and dominance of Uber. I think Uber Eats is going to be carrying them this Friday. We're going to see. Lady Ace, they tried that. You said you had a great idea. Red Robin should deliver. They're on DoorDash and they're on the Uber Eats. And I know they got into the CEO said they got into those spaces, but that's not enough. They make their money from people being in a restaurant. They're trying to get more people back into Red Robins. He just left Pensacola. Okay, P. Cola. All right. Roy Jones. All right. What about Microchip? I don't know about them. They said that's a great segment you did on Cybersecurity Prince. I got a lot from that video. So the two companies I like is Fortinet. Fortinet is going to be doing their earnings on Thursday. CrowdStrike. CrowdStrike is unprofitable and new, but they're doing a lot of good stuff. These companies have little to no debt. And they have a lot of cash and they're in demand and they're becoming bigger and bigger and bigger. They don't have any buildings. Cybersecurity doesn't need buildings all over the country. Cybersecurity don't need buildings all over the country. Cybersecurity, the low overhead. A lot of these companies have no debt and all they're doing is providing cybersecurity to the government, to corporations, to the banks. That industry is huge. There's a cybersecurity ETF called HACK, H-A-C-K, HACK, H-A-C-K. Oh, Q said my boy bought a couple grand of Kodak and is very happy. When did he buy it? Would you suggest an ETF for cybersecurity bug? I'm not sure about bug. I know HACK, H-A-C-K. That's a good one. The individual companies I have is CrowdStrike and Fortinet, F-O-R-T-I-N-T, Fortinet, and CrowdStrike. Those are the two big ones. All right. LK Raw said, Kodak be a good short. Thinking of puts, I don't understand the bounce. They have about $2 for a very long. They said it was about $2 for a very long time before the spike. It's a much watch list for tomorrow. Prince Kodak was given government contract from Trump that day before he announced they traded 30 times higher than Novartis. The next day they saw a stock rise from $2 to $40. Corrupt. Oh, they got a contract from the government to do what? Take pictures? Develop pictures? But I do like it. I do like that Trump did that because guess what? Kodak, if I'm not mistaken, headquarters is in Rochester, New York. And I got a friend of mine that's from Rochester, New York. And when Kodak went out, a lot of jobs, like that whole area almost died. You got to think about it. When a plant like Kodak goes away, that kills the whole city. That's Detroit. Housing market values go down. People lose jobs, right? So when you look at Trump giving an American company an opportunity to make some money, hopefully that re-energizes an American city. That's what I'm for. Prince Kodak was given a government contract. Okay. And so Mike saying a camera company contracted to do pharma stuff. Big, okay, that's kind of weird. But the part I like about it is he at least they're giving it to an American company in an American city that can re-innovize and give jobs to Americans. If a big company goes out of business, like in Detroit, Ford disappears, GM disappears, the housing value goes down, the restaurants go down, the whole industry goes down, everybody lose their jobs, all the other stuff like that. So at least it's like, hey, well, hopefully the company goes up, it get re-energized and revived, and people can buy stuff from them, right? That's the way I look at it. So I'm going to look at the Kodak. I'll probably do a video on it, you know. She said, what does Kodak do anymore? I don't remember the last time I brought anything Kodak related. She said, they're like Ford for cars. Are people buying them anymore? I don't know. They just jumped out of the blue. The last time I brought Kodak was a throwaway camera. I remember back when I was in high school, used to go get the little $20 throwaway camera, take all the pictures, take it to CVS. They develop the pictures. You go pick them up. That's what I remember from Kodak. The little throwaway cameras. Roy Jones, my idol. Nice, nice. Yeah, Roy Jones, a cool guy. I got to put his picture up on. I met Roy Jones once when I was down in Pensacola. Roy Jones used to come play basketball all the time. So I did get a chance to meet my idol growing up, Roy Jones. So shout out to Roy Jones. You know, Roy Jones Jr., very cool guy. Very cool guy. Oh, government granted to Kodak. Antonio Smart, what's going on? Government granted to Kodak was about $800 million for therapeutics. You're right, corrupt, but I made a sweet coin. That's what it's all about. What? Kodak is going to start making sanitary chemicals. I got to read this, but that's crazy. But hey, you got to pivot. You was doing pictures before. Now you're doing bleach. Stay alive. That's what Red Robins might need to do. Red Robins might need to go from a restaurant to a daycare. Huh? I don't know. Just joking. Said they're doing something for the virus. James Mallow said they're doing something with the virus. Okay. So, yes, we're going to do that. So cybersecurity is the one. That's the sneaky sector to keep an eye on. As I see the world evolve, everything is evolving into a everything is evolving into a online. Everything is going online. Amazon is online. Everything is big online now. Google, everybody, banks, everything, and everybody always talk about digital currencies. We're already on a digital currency. We've been on a digital. The dollar has been digital for the last 5 years. Right now, while we was doing this episode, you could open up a bank account with Bank of America online. You could transfer money into Bank of America online, and you can get a card mailed to your house, and you can go buy something from Amazon. I don't carry cash. Very seldom I ever have cash. Coins, you can forget about it. I don't carry coins in my pocket. They're in my cup holder, but I don't walk around intentionally like, oh, let me get 75 cents in my pocket. Not saying anything is wrong with coins, but it's so pretty much the long story short is we've already owned a what you call it site, right? You know, we're already on a digital currency anyway. We've been on a digital currency. I can transfer money to anybody. Think about it. People have been on this episode tonight donating to me online. We already on a digital currency. It just ain't called it yet. That's why when you go to the store, they're like, hey, we have a coin shortage. And the reason why I think coin shortage is a big thing. I don't think people are using coins anymore. I think the flow of coins have gone away. Okay. Yeah, Red Robin Daycare. I like that lady. She said Red Robin Kids. See? Red Robin Kids. Start a whole little school. Kodak good for shorts only. Wow. Might buy a put option. What about a put option? I like puts better than what you call this. But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to conclude today's episode, today's topic. I thank everybody for tuning in. I hope y'all got something out of this episode. Give y'all a little talk about it. We talked about the tech companies are carrying the market. Tech companies like Microsoft, Apple, Tesla, we're in the middle of earnings season. So they're carrying the market right now, big tech. We did a review of NIO, stock review. NIO, we talked about the currency risk that comes with it. We talked about the political foreign government risk. We also looked at the opportunity cost, $13 in a Tesla or $13 in NIO. Yes, NIO has a bigger chance to grow, but NIO comes with more absorbed risk. Tesla, just by moving to Texas, has saved so much more money. Red Robin, we talked about, I think this is the next big food chain to go bankrupt. They're having a hard time. We looked at their pre-COVID issues. They was losing money post-pre-COVID, trying to get people into the stores. Now COVID has come and it's really hurting. They have a lot of debt, a little bit of cash. We talked about that. We talked about the secret sector, cybersecurity. Cybersecurity is that secret sector out there that is going to dominate. It has little to no debt. It has no, most of those companies have no debt. They're profitable with no debt, with a bunch of cash on hand. Those are the ones that's going to, you know, do well over time in the future. Okay, let me see what y'all said in here. See, think about it. You got a 2-liter pot full of coins. You don't use them. People are not using coins anymore. The flow, the volume of coins are not happening. Great episode. Until the next time. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. I'm coming back every chance I get. I put my 401k to work. Giant 864. Thank you, smart man. Michael, all the best to everyone. Take care of the money, fam. All right. But I thank y'all, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in. Don't forget that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. My name is Prince Dykes. This is the Investor Show. Peace. Be safe. I'm out.